Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Devon Rogers. And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Welcome to chaos, everyone. OMG, this is the episode we have been waiting for. Oh, can I just, okay, Devon, I have so many emotions right now. It's weird. I'm emotional. In a weird way, I'm kind of tingly. I don't know. There was something sexy about the arrogance with which Jordan
Girl.
Came in and was like toying with their minds. Like, I don't even know what is happening. Who am I? What is this? What is this show? It was all so good.
Girl,
I mean, the orange
the
still stands out, but it
the
was all so good.
Back.
Yes. Oh my. Okay. Okay. Before we get to the Jordan part, you guys, you do not understand. Like, heart palpitations. And I knew mercenaries were coming, but still the way Jordan entered,
he set the tone.
Yes.
He set the tone.
Yes. Yes. All right. So in case you guys don't remember, first let's do kind of a recap of what happened in this episode. So they were playing the Upside Down World Challenge. I just want to know what psychotic mind said, yeah, let's take two shipping containers and stack them
awful.
On top of each other and put them on a moving vehicle.
Awful.
Who
awful.
Thinks of, and then put a spinning wheel with humans
awful.
On it.
What? Awful.
What kind of insanity? You need to get that checked out. Whoever came up with that idea, you need to go
you
see someone.
You need to do the psyche eval. Not
yes.
us. You
go,
need to
go speak to someone about it, because that is just twisted in a whole other level. Day, the only thing worse than that level of twist was some of these people's strategies.
Girl, because what was going on? What was going on?
I mean, what they were throwing rings in different
Everywhere.
Countries at
Everywhere.
A certain point.
Where? But you know what? That darn Michelle, she had it right. She said when she at the end of her turn,
mm-hmm.
she said, I should have just put all the rings in the hot spot,
right.
the yellow spot.
Right.
And that was a smart thing. And you know she went back and told Jay, because we seen him do it.
Right.
So I was like, yes, that is it, ma'am.
But
That's
even
it.
The rest of them, though, that tried to stack multiples, they took, I mean, like an Emmanuel who took all the rings. What are you, and then still missed. Like, what the hell? What in the hell?
Oh, poor Bernie.
Corey and Raven made it look easy, though. Like, props
yeah.
to them. They made
yeah.
it look so easy. I think that's why everyone else lost their minds afterwards, because they thought,
yeah.
like, oh, cool, that's not that hard. No.
No.
You're just not as talented in this regard. You're just sorry. You guys aren't as good.
They had a little smoothness to them.
They had a little smoothness. Now, they didn't have smoothness when it came to power. Can I just say, this
Girl.
Is Corey's messy era. I feel like this is Corey's messy era. Like,
I'm not tired of Corey.
What is happening? Like, this isn't the Corey I know. Like, why?
Mm-mm.
Why is he so messy in every
or
episode?
Or maybe this is the Corey. Maybe this is Corey, and we
and
just
the,
didn't get to see it.
And the Twitter streets, he was messy too. He's been messy. Like, I
Girl.
Know when Big T was on, we had her on,
Girl.
And then he was messy fighting with her in the Twitter streets, and it just looks
Girl.
Like he's getting messier, messier. And then he gets some power. Now, did you think he was going to vote for Aesop?
No,
when-
and it broke my heart. It
mm-hmm.
broke my heart, especially right before this daily challenge. He had said, Aesop has said in his confessional,
mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
said, I'll do anything to make sure Corey is safe. That's one of my best friends. I'll. He basically said he put his life on the line.
But did Corey feel the same way is my question now, because sometimes we do see people giving these very one-sided, I mean, hell, we saw it with Raven and Kieran,
right.
you know,
right.
being
Hello.
Like, this is my per, you know, I got their back. And then the other person's like, no.
Right.
So So what did we miss the signs, or was Corey really playing into it too? Because Corey seemed cold as ice, by the way.
When let me tell you something. Yeah. Give him his Oscar. Give him his Oscar, because I didn't believe none of it.
Oh,
I didn't believe none of it.
Oh, the tears when he was crying.
Yeah,
the
give
show.
Him his Oscar. Yeah. Give him his Oscar.
Did liquid actually flow? I didn't. We need to go back and reevaluate
that. It did. His eye was sweating a little bit.
Okay.
It was hot.
Okay. But also, he's giving this story of like, I don't know who to trust. Negro, don't trust yourself. Like, you're the one who keeps putting yourself in these situations.
The it's man not
like everybody's
in the mirror.
Coming after you. Yes. Yes. You're the one who keeps doing it. Now, okay, to be fair, all right? Because I don't want it to seem like we're harping on Corey, although we are, because he's playing one interesting game. But so Michelle instantly gets mad because she thinks that he knows when he picks Ace off that it like puts her in jeopardy. Personally, yeah. I actually don't know that in that moment I would have immediately thought that the women were up for elimination too. I think I would have just thought that it was just the guys. What do you think? Do you think Corey really thought about Michelle in that way and still did it? Or do you think he really thought it was just going to be guys and so he wasn't trying to like shoot straight at Michelle?
I don't think Corey cared.
Well, okay, that we, and that even we can later agree on.
And even later on in his confessional, he says, well, if that is what happens, then that's just the way the cookie crumbles. He doesn't care.
No, you I know? Agree with that, but do you
can't
think
really
he
be
thought
mad
about
that.
It? But do
in
you
that
think
moment,
he...
no, I don't. I don't think he thought about it at all. I think he was just like, whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and this is what we're about to do. You know what I mean? So I don't think he cared at all whatsoever, which is cool, because in the game, I mean, you know,
I don't think he cared, but I also don't think Michelle was making it seem like it was sort of intentional. She was giving me those same vibes she had with Laurel on Ride or Die. For a moment where
oh
she was
Lord.
Like you're coming after me, but like Laura was like, who even are you?
To be I kind of thought in the back of my mind, because you don't know, TJ is such a mystery, you don't know, and yeah. I think that's the intent of mm-hmm. how he delivers his, you know, what he has to say.
Yeah.
Is you're not supposed to know. And so I, too, sitting here watching it, I thought, you know what? Hell, they might send a girl in and pull a okie doke. You never know. It might be a pair situation.
Right.
We both might have to fight. So in that sense, I was right there with Michelle.
See, yeah. And I didn't think that either. I didn't actually think. I thought usually when TJ says it's going to be, because you have to look at the numbers, right? And
yeah.
like, how far out are we? And I just thought, I mean, I wasn't doing the math. I don't like math. But I was thinking like, oh, it does seem right that we should get rid of a guy now because it seems like we've gotten rid of a lot of girls. So I wouldn't have thought
that. But the last guy was, remember, Kylan was just in the last elimination,
that's
though.
Fair. That's
you see what
fair.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So it could have been like, all right, showtime. You know what I mean?
You are right. Now, these fools, when we come into the episode, they are so excited about chaos. I wonder if they are still excited about chaos.
Absolutely not.
My guess would be no. what are your thoughts about Aesop? So, okay, so we have Corey and Raven, they're put on the spot. TJ needs to learn some patience. All right, TJ, look, you can't just be putting people on the spot like that. I know you've upgraded your wardrobe, so you're feeling yourself a little bit, but you can't
you
just be putting
him
people
in his
on the spot like
looking
that.
Like he was looking.
He was over here talking about, you got 5 seconds to figure it out. So he puts in Aesop, and he also, he totally showed his cards to Raven. I hope that comes to bite him back in the ass.
My goodness.
Now. I hope it does. But, then, so he votes in Aesop, right? And then Aesop says, I want to go against the strongest person. What are your thoughts about that strategy, Day, when someone's like, I give me the strongest person. He goes for Kieran. He's like, I want to go against the strongest person. Thoughts about that?
It depends on how confident you are in yourself.
Right.
If you're that confident, then cool. Why do you pick James?
But he said smart. Well, he said smart too. And this isn't shade to James. I don't know if James is like intellect, but he said smart and quick. And also, we saw James against who was
that's
James
what I was about
against?
To say. He definitely could have beat James
right.
in this one because James would have gassed out
right.
easily. But and that would have took out a big competitor, and he wouldn't have to see James in a final. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could have been that situation. But going after him, that you know, that was a choice. That was a choice. But it also showed to me, it showed the UK that
Yeah,
he's working with USA.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, and he's with it. Like, meaning he's not scared. You know how some people take the, like, terrified to go down? Aesop's like, all right, if I'm going to be there, fine, I'm going to be there. So respect.
We going to be there.
Right, respect to Aesop. And back to Corey being cold as ice. When Aesop was like, you were one of my best friends in the house, and Corey just looked at him dead in the face, it almost
gave... I knew you for two weeks.
It gave me creepy, but was like, I've known you for 2 weeks. Like, damn.
I was done.
And I get to our challenge fam that's listening, I get 2 weeks, you're like, that's not long. But in this scenario,
every
two
day.
Weeks, you guys, is like years. It's like, man, years. It's like you, that's why people come out so tight, so mad, so booed up, so all the things. It's a long, but it, so 2 weeks is a long time for, and for
you
Corey
looked me in
like,
my face at breakfast, right, lunch, and dinner. Right. You were smiling in my face. What you mean?
Right.
Every day.
That is.
Every day.
Absolutely wild. All right. So then somehow the house gets on board and all go for Kieran, which I feel kind of bad. How did you feel about that?
I was just like, wow, so this is what we're going to do. At this point, if you are inside of that house and you don't recognize that it's divided, you're just blind. You're blind. You're blind. Because everyone showed absolutely before, but definitely today, that day, that, okay, there's a division. This alliance is here and this alliance is here. It's clear as day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's clear as day. And it's absolutely, you know what? They're all, it's chaos. All I can say is chaos.
It's
but
chaos,
then
yeah.
We have the twist. Oh, now remember, if you guys think back to the earlier episodes, how much of a struggle bus it was for these people to collectively earn money to add to their prize pot. They just kept missing and missing and missing daily after daily. Finally, they got some money that they earned together. We were rooting for them, like the little engine that could to add to the prize pot. Now we get into the arena. Ooh. And TJ calls both of the guys down. All right. And then TJ says, in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. That was my TJ impersonation. And so then you have literally one of the best 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 come out. And first of all, Jordan Stats, he's averaging almost 50% when it comes to the challenge in winning. Yeah. In winning. My God, he has come. He's come so far from free agents. Can I just say, it's come so
that
far.
Damn Jordan.
Wow. Oh, Jordan. Like, and then, and Jordan came in with all the smoke. He came in, I mean, it was just like an old school Coltrane level worth of smoke behind him. He came in and wanted all the smoke. And so TJ lets us know, all right, we got the draw. A lot of people up there were terrified of the draw. I personally love the draw, but a lot of people were terrified
we're
of
playing.
The draw. You, no, I love the draw because when I played, baby, I got lucky every single time.
Oh, me I did draw, too. All my season.
Me and the draw are besties. So even if I was playing, give me the draw. We good. We know how to work it. Not really. I don't know. God worked in my favor that time. But
the
still,
Lord
I like the
us.
Draw. So I like a good draw. But so we get the draw, and then TJ tells Jordan that he's going to pull out these, I don't know, these giant pickleball boards. I don't know what the hell they put in that sand, but whatever. The paddles with names on them. Two of them have names, all right? The contenders' names, and then one of them is blank. Now, I have a speculation or a theory of what I think happens with the blank ones. I'm not going to tell y'all, but DM me and let me know what you think the theory is, and then maybe we'll talk about it next episode. But, so Jordan goes, pulls out the pickleboard thing, pickleboard, paddleboard, whatever. And it has Kieran's name. So now Aesop has coasted, is in the clear. And did you catch, Day, that Aesop actually looked a little disappointed that he wasn't going
to
get
pissed. He was like, okay, I wanted to go against Kieran because he was the best in the house. But I got the best of the best of the best of the best.
Right.
And I can't play?
And
I mean, he
absolutely
looks
upset.
Sad.
And by the way, I love the foreshadowing in this episode where earlier Aesop was like, who's Jordan? And Raven, or was it Kieran who said that? And Raven was like, basically like, you better do some research because Jordan I want to mess with. And then sure enough, now they know who Jordan is now. So anyway, Jordan goes up there. He's going against Kieran in an elimination that is called King of the Hills, where they have to run up some basically like skateboard ramps and press some buttons. Jordan is toxic. I'm just going to say this today.
Girl.
Jordan's toxic. The way he messed with that man's mind. Toxic.
Oh my gosh. Jordan,
10 level
what?
Toxic. Girl. I mean, and then, and at one point, and I'm out here talking out loud to my screen being like, what's Jordan doing? Why is he standing there? Why is he not trying? Why is he... And then Jordan's like, oh, I'm going to just let him have a couple. I'm going to let him win
him
around.
You know how cocky you got to be to let him... I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you two. And I know I'm still going to beat you. Ain't no way. I'd have been running.
I mean, real just so. And then to stand up there by the button and hover and wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of letting Kieran get closer to the button and then run out. That level of toxicity is both sexy, but also anyone listening to that, run away from it. If you see that someone to date, don't date that person. Run. But in the challenge, beautiful.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Beautifully done, Jordan.
Brilliant.
Beautifully done. And so back to the point of them earning that money and how hard it was for them, Jordan just breezed in on the cloud or horse he rode in on and said, nah, I'll take some of that. And then and did a little finger to the lip thing and then walked away.
And took it. Wait a minute. Schooled him before he left. Gave a nice little speech like, thank you for having me come out.
Yes.
And then just left. It was brilliant.
That was, it was brilliant. All of it was so good. I know TJ was just giggling in his head. I know for a fact TJ was somewhere giggling because that was a masterpiece. Like, that was probably one of the best from the walk-in and the intro. Yeah, one of the best introductions, and I can't wait till CT comes and Tori
because Jordan has set the bar. So you know, we saw CT in the trailer with his little stick. We want to see what you're gonna do.
Doing that bear grumble that he
hard
does.
To beat.
That is, I mean, all the smoke. I just can't even. And also, even they could have just ended it with Jordan dropping Jordan's stats. If you guys didn't catch it again, 9 appearances, okay, 6 finals. And 4 wins. And I can tell you that 5th one was very close because we saw that season where he came in 2nd place with Nice. He was very close to a 1st place on that one. I'm proud of Tori and Devin for winning it. But he's very close. Yeah. Just, and the reigning world champion. I mean, if you got to lose, that's the person to lose too. I just feel bad for Kieran because he was blindsided. Like,
he was. He was. And I feel like that kind of knocked him off his square a little bit too. Because it was like, hold on. I wasn't even the vote.
Right.
So why I'm there? Wait a minute. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
It was bad, but it was so good. Okay. Who gets your timeout and gold star of the week?
Oh, my gold star is going to Jordan. Like, all day. Like, he ain't even on the cast. But Jordan is getting my gold star. Because I feel like he made this episode. I feel like he woke something up in me that was sleep when it comes to the challenge. Like, I have missed that type of version of the challenge. It was great. It was so good. He came in. He said what he was going to do. He did what he said he was going to do. And he went home with $10,000 of their money. So it was brilliant. It was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. He definitely gets my gold star. My timeout is going to go, of course, again to Corey. Corey, I need you to come on the podcast because I need to holler at you. I got some things I need to ask you to you personally. Because I'm not a fan of what he did to ASAP. And I just feel like, baby, there were other options. There were other options for you, you know? And to go against someone who openly said, I stuck my neck out there for you. What you doing, player?
Being messy. Absolutely messy.
I mean, it's just messy because you're turning on all your friends. Big T had your back. You turning on her.
He's not gonna have nobody after the end of this season. Nobody. He's really gonna be crying except for to himself. So my timeout goes to Corey. Cause not Corey acknowledging that this is the first time he's ever won a challenge daily, but in the same breath having the audacity to tell Aesop, go win a challenge and then you can come talk to me. Boy, you just got that power 12 seconds ago. And you may not ever have it again. I'm gonna need you to take 3.5 steps back and then go sit in the timeout chair. Now,
and let's be clear. Let's be clear because I don't want anyone to be like, you guys are sound like hypocrites. You're applauding Jordan. It's two total different types of arrogance. These are two total different types.
One is
of
earned arrogance. One is simmered arrogance. Look, arrogance got Jordan in trouble back in free agents.
It sure did.
But Jordan has earned that arrogance. Also, for the role he's playing in this show, it's a little different. Like, Jordan, all the mercenaries were literally brought on this season to be the antagonist, right? So, they need to bring
that
in
was his job.
You don't want one coming in like Huhui. Poor Huhui. She was such a sweetheart. But can you imagine a mercenary like Huhui
coming?
Hey, guys. Hey, oh, my God. Like, okay, you guys. Like, no, that's not this show.
Good luck, everybody.
Giving out like little I don't know, gift bags of candy and stuff. We love Huhui, please no. But for mercenary, you need Jordan swagger. So he did it absolutely perfectly. Now, the gold star. The winner for the gold star for me is Jordan. Baby, that swagger in which he walked in. And then when he was talking all that smack, a part of me at one moment was like, now, Jordan, you better back it up now. You can't be talking all this smack. And then
that's why I was like, ooh, you better not lose.
I know, like, Jordan, you better win. But not only did he win, he did so unhumbly, which is beautiful. It actually was really great, especially because I think there are some cocky people in this house of newbies, which I get. You kind of need, and you need to have some level of confidence. But I think he humbled the whole cast. I think he literally humbled.
Except Emmanuel. You seen he turned his back to
no,
him. He's like, you don't get nothing from me.
No, but then Emmanuel, just like Jordan said, when Emmanuel was like, oh, I wanted to go. And Jordan said, well, you didn't speak up, bruh. Exactly, well, Emmanuel. Sure sit your you behind down. Sit your snitch behind down. Sit it down. You didn't say anything. I like the jacket and the hoodie combo, though, Emmanuel. It looks great. It's good. But you didn't say anything. So, no, Jordan was right. You didn't volunteer. Aesop, if anything, was close to almost nominating himself to go in for a second round with Jordan than Emmanuel was. Exactly. So, Jordan absolutely wins, takes the gold star. He was fabulous. I hope I'm going to catch my breath. You guys, that was such a good, again, I have all the feels. I'm going to need to talk to somebody about it. How are you guys feeling? I feel like it was
right. Colleen, we need to have a conversation.
Right?
I need to sit on the couch.
Right. It was so good. All right. We are going to keep this energy going. We have a great interview for you. Yes. I mean, we talked about how amazing Jordan was, but his contender put up one hell of a fight.
Yes,
that's right.
Did.
We got Kieran here to talk about what it was like, how he was feeling, what it's like to go against the reigning world champion and any other tea that he wants to spill. You are not going to want to miss this interview. It's going to be so good. Woo, I still need to fan myself from that episode. All right, grab a snack, maybe like go stand in front of the air conditioning for a minute and cool off. But stay right here because you're not going to want to miss this interview with Kieran all the way from the Challenge Australia coming up right after this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, you guys, we have a very, very special guest. I'm wondering if he's a bit of a heartbreaker. And I say that because he's been on, you know, The Bachelorette Australia. He's been on The Bachelorette Sweden. He's also been on The Challenge Australia. And we're going to find out if maybe he broke some hearts in The Challenge House as well. Please give it up for our special guest, Kieran.
Woo!
Hi, Kieran.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm going well. Thank you very much.
Are you going to be on any other Bachelorettes, Bachelor in Paradise? Like, do we need to know?
Look, if the US want me on there, then I'll jump on it straight away. You know what I mean?
Not you trying to spread toxicity around the world, Kieran.
In America.
Hey, toxic. Not anymore.
Not anymore. All right. I like it.
I love the honesty.
Respect. Awesome. Okay. Well, welcome to Challenge, the official Challenge, Challenge in America edition. How did this differ for you from doing the Challenge Australia?
It was definitely a lot different with the Americans being a lot more cutthroat with the gameplay, because they've obviously played with like the vets in the past, and people who've done many seasons. So I feel like they would have had a better grasp on the concept of the show, and it probably would have helped to have watched a few episodes or seasons, because the one we just watched was the very first episode I've ever watched of any challenge.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he went in blind.
Yeah.
You played pretty well to go in very blind.
I don't know. I'm not too bad on a bit of a social game. I can talk to people. I'm not a weirdo. And I'm confident in my abilities to, you know, do challenges and quick thinking. I don't think it's too difficult for what it is.
So to be fair, you had no idea who Jordan was.
No idea.
No clue.
Absolutely no idea who he was. That's why I was like, oh, it's Jordan Geezer, and everyone's screaming. I was like, yeah, sick.
no knowledge of the challenge. You came in taking a leadership position, sir.
The only thing I ever watched before I went on the Australian one, I just typed in on YouTube the challenge best moments and CT popped up. So I went, oh, I'll watch this guy. And then I thought, I never want to go against him ever. And then I just never watched anything else.
That is hilarious. That's very bold of you. And also, look, you made it pretty far for never having watched anything. I love the way you speak about your confidence to do challenges as though it's normal to be on the side of a truck, like spinning, trying to throw rings. Like that's a normal thing that people do.
That one was terrible. Being a partner with Zaza on that one, I was like, come on, give us something fitness, running. We can just leave everyone behind. I'll win. We'll be in the clear. But no, you strap me to the side of a truck and spin me around, having me throwing hoops on fucking, you know what I mean, little poles. That was shocking.
How was it working with her? Okay, so I don't know. How was it working with her? And also, I mean, we see the execution or lack thereof of your strategy, but what was your strategy in when you saw what you two were going to be doing that day?
I think our strategy was because we got told like if you put them on the first pole and get them points, then they count more towards the other ones. Like the quicker you get the points,
the more points, the more it accumulates
or more valuable. So I was like, all right, sweet, so let's just go for it. You know what I mean? I was like, we don't know how we're gonna go. Let's just grab the hoops. And but then I just started grabbing them and I was panicking, fucking throwing them from anywhere. Yeah, we were. We were pretty shocking at it, but, you know, we had a laugh, so it was fun.
It was rough. It was rough. I want to go all the way back to the beginning of this episode. You guys walk in from the elimination, and the clock has started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The clock has started. What is the immediate thought of the house? Like, what is the temperature of the house? What were you thinking?
Everyone was obviously expecting chaos to come, so we were all buzzing. The clock's ticking, you know what I mean? It was on the countdown, and I was like, surely when the countdown hits, we're all going to get, like, taken somewhere and we've got, you know, gonna go like some wild adventure or, and I was just like, if we do this, my army skills are gonna trump everyone and I'll just mooch on back to the house by myself, or if you have to go and find something here and there, you know, like guiding yourself using a compass or whatever, I was like, it could be proper chaotic. So I was hoping for something like that.
I love that Kieran confidence. Did you have any inclination, because we've had some other guests on who said that because in episode one, they saw the writings of some names. Now, I'm aware that you probably wouldn't have recognized any of those names except for CT, but did you have any inclination that maybe someone else or people from past seasons or whatever would be coming in the house as a part of this chaos?
Yeah, I know quite a few people, obviously, that were in the house were all like saying, oh, you know, like we've heard this person's coming in or this person's coming in. And I'm thinking, fuck, so I'm like trying to find out who these people are in the house. Going, oh, yeah, so... How many people, this guy's won how many times? I was like, great. Uh-huh. I was like, so I assumed at some point we'd be versing them, but you know, I need to do a bit of research, do a bit of homework. I've actually got a spider web on my wall now with all winners and challenge. No, I don't really, but I should do.
I don't know, Devin, what do you think? Do you think that not even in a situation where champs are coming back, right? But do you think it's smarter to go into a situation with not having as much knowledge and just kind of going through it? Because I've seen some people come in with lack of knowledge and kind of get pretty far.
I went in with the lack of knowledge, certainly on both seasons, actually. Obviously, the second season, I knew of the people who I'd done the season with previously, but I didn't know anyone else, like, new, which, you know. Oh, by the way, Kieran, since I know you've never seen the show before, Devon and I both have done the challenge. Hi.
I was literally just about to ask that. I was going to say,
we both have done the show.
I drew onto my spider web. Don't worry about it.
Yes. Day is known for being a firecracker. I actually was telling her she should have been on this season, because it would have been, that would have been the chaos and so, so entertaining. And I'm known for being a pretty darn good political player. Two challenges, two finals. So that you're okay. Caught up in
I'm among some of the greats and I love it.
There. So you know nothing. You are, you know, so you're kind of just playing in with an open mind. How did you feel when you found out you guys were going to be in pairs that day? Did you feel more empowered because you're like, okay, cool, I'm working with Zara? Or did you feel like, I kind of like this bigger group thing we've been having going on?
Yeah, so I've obviously been told that the big group thing's like one of the first times we've actually done it, where we're all playing as like a team. And I kind of like that just because I could show my strengths like in a lot of the challenges we were doing. And like the only one where I didn't really get asked to like take a leadership role, let's say, was when Jay and Horacio wanted to do it with the ladder one going up. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to take a back seat on this one. Like, no problem. And
were
then,
you asked, though, to take the leadership role, Kieran, or did you just slide into
on the first one, I was severely hungover and I just thought, none of these guys have got any idea how to get over this wall. I was like, I've done it 1,000 times because I'm like ex-rifleman in the Australian Army. I was like, we do this shit.
Cool.
I do it with my eyes closed, you know what I mean? So that's why I wasn't confident with that kind of sort of stuff. So I was like, all right, hungover is anything. I'm in the pit directing it, like, you go here. But I felt like I was on Saving Private Ryan, you know what I mean? I was like, all I needed was machine gun fire overhead and it was sweet. So then just that, when everyone saw how I took the leadership role and the part that I said I'm going to do, I completed it with, you know, and everyone, every man, woman, and puzzle piece got over that wall. So from there, I was like, yeah, wicked, you know what I mean? I can take a bit of a role if I need to. And then when it became to that ladder one, like Jay and Horacio were like, oh, we'll do this. And then Horacio was like, on our side, this is how the wall's going to go. I mean, how the rope's going to go. And I was thinking, bro, you're really going to have Corey stand on Nerys. Like, look at the size of her. I was like, look at the size of him.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make sense to me, bro. Like, what are you on
it
about?
It didn't make sense at all.
I was watching. I'm there. She's going to go, like, and then Corey's going. I'm just going, he's hurting me, climbing over me. And then she's there.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. And I was like, his foot's bigger than your whole body, love. Like, no wonder you can't breathe.
Yeah.
So obviously that just went to shit. But you know, if it was me, I'd have done it the same as the wall, heavy at the bottom and just go light as one top.
And it's interesting you say that, because we saw you, Kieran, you were very opinionated every time deliberation came, right? You very much had strong feelings about who should be nominated based on, you know, you sort of like this person or that person. Like, that's kind of what we're seeing this season. And I feel like you're the first one who's really brought up sort of Horacio taking the lead. Correct me if I'm wrong, Day, on that particular challenge, where clearly everybody could see that math was not mathing, right? Like, putting the heavy people on top of smaller people just did not seem like a very logical thing. But it also seemed like Horacio managed to escape getting the blame for that in the way that other people in earlier episodes sort of got targeted as, hey, you didn't, you know, make this happen.
Well, it's like me. I got targeted from the first one. Everyone got over, and then we get up, that puzzle ain't done, so I get up and I'm like, how have you not spelt the challenge? Like, it's not that difficult, you know what I mean? And then everyone's like, oh, well, Kieran come up with a plan, and I was like, whoa, the fuck up, what do you mean? I said I was getting everyone out of it. You lot messed up the puzzle, that ain't nothing to do with me, I can't do both of them. I was the last man out of
right
the pit.
Here.
So for me, when it was on that, like, I felt like he just got swept under the rug with that, you know what I mean? So he did all right. But then when it comes to, like, the car one and stuff, everyone was, like, panicking, saying, oh, how are we going to do it? And I was like, just drive us around in a circle. I mean, he's put us in, just put us in, and told, like, come up with a plan. I was using, like, the tea bags and stuff, like, to show, like, Michelle as we're doing it. And she's like, oh, do you want to take? I was like, no, I want to drive the thing. I was like, you do it. I've told you how to do it. And then that was flawless and that was easy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'll give you the blueprint. You do it.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I want to drive one of them things. I don't want to be up there shouting stuff. That's boring.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool how you ended up with Zara. Thought that was cool. However, before you got her, when there was speculations of being partners, Nerys mentioned that you wanted to be paired with her. What made you decide you wanted to be with Nerys? How did that come about?
Oh, because she's one of, like, brainiacs, isn't she? From, like, the American Alliance. And I knew that there was an American Alliance. I wasn't stupid. And, like, if you got that many of them off the same season, they've literally just come from season, 38 or whatever it was, straight onto this one. I was like, well, of course they're all going to be mates and be together. It makes sense. You know what I mean? They're going to want the English, the Aussies, like, everyone else out. So I was like, she's like the big dog who's controlling that bedroom of the girls down there. And, you know, all the other guys are like, you know, and she's hot too. So I was like, you know, whatever, cool. I want to be partnered with Nerys. So she's the main leader.
I'm sure she didn't want to be with Raven.
Yeah, but Raven doesn't control it like Nerys did, you know what I mean?
Ooh! Kieran!
There it is!
Kieran! Even though she stuck her neck out for you in the early episodes, trying to help
100%
you.
She did, but I'm just saying, like, Nerys was like the big dog in that room of who, if she says, no, she says jump, all the other girls say how high. That's the vibe I got from
her. So you go for the big dogs, is that what you're saying?
Devin, I'm so glad you pointed that out, because she did. She stuck her neck out for him. And then you voted her in.
Yes, Kieran.
Hey, but I said that I was going to do it. If you ask me, I'm very upfront and honest with everyone. I don't say I wasn't going to do it. You know what I mean? Even like when
you didn't feel like you owed her one. Ice cold.
Hey, I was trying to win the game. What do you want me to do?
So ice cold. Wait, but were you guys, because she obviously seemed like she had a crush on you, were you guys cupcaking in the house, aka like
cupcaking,
you know, show hanging out, making out?
Yeah, we were hanging out, making out. Yeah, of course.
And you still voted her in? Damn.
Hey, I didn't want no backlash to come at me. If I, you know what I'm saying? Oh, if I didn't, then bang, you come straight on me.
See, now y'all wonder.
For you, though. Oh.
When I said he's trying to spread his toxicity to the bathroom, now, see?
It was all truthful, though, wasn't it? You know what I mean? I didn't lie to anyone.
I mean, no, you didn't, but I mean, Lord, I'm not raving and my feelings even hurt for her. Dang.
That's hard. That's rough.
Entertaining, but also very much.
That's rough.
Ice cold. So what was going down? One of the funniest moments of this, well, like funny / side eye moments of this episode is, actually, before we even get to that, I want to know, what was your take before this daily happened on Corey and Aesop's relationship? Like, were they buddies? Were they good friends? Because it seemed like Aesop thought they were good friends in the house. Like, what was your take on it?
Yeah, I never really saw them hang out, to be fair. So, but when I saw him sat down at the table and he's like, "You're my best friend," when I just watched it, I was like, "What?" Really? Oh, okay. I didn't realize you guys are that close. Like, I had no idea. And then I was wondering like why he was blowing up, and he's like, "I had your back," and this and that. And I remember standing there watching it, going, "Is he just salty that he's just been voted in?" Because I'm so confused. Like, I didn't realize they were that close, you know what I mean? I had no idea.
Oh, wow. I mean, Corey apparently didn't realize it either, because Corey said, "I've only known you for 2 weeks." So
yeah, that's what I mean. And they weren't even in like the same bedroom or anything. So
I was
confused with that.
Interesting. Interesting. I wonder if that was just tactic.
So let me, before coming onto the show, I know you hadn't seen any of the show, so on and so forth, but you didn't know anyone that was going to be on this season? You hadn't had communication with anyone?
Yeah, I knew. Obviously, Jessica was going to be on from Australia, but and then she had, spoken to quite a lot of the people that were coming on. She's like, "Oh, this person might be on, this person," and just sent me, like, and I was like, how the hell are you finding all this out? Like, and then I'm looking at her, I'm thinking, I don't know any of these people, you know what I mean? So
you had no alliances built before the show?
No, not really. Like, obviously, Jessica and I have said we would work together if stuff happened. But I know that on the Australian one, she wanted to, like, gun for me and throw me in because of, like, past seasons on Bachelor in Paradise. So,
Wow, are you wilding on Bachelor in Paradise, Kieran?
I was bad on this? But don't watch that, let me tell you. That was, like, when I was...
We gotta watch it.
I'm trying to get it taken off the internet. You know what I mean? I need that.
Is that bad?
Shocking. Shocking.
We gotta watch it.
Yeah. Now we gotta know. Now anyone who goes into a challenge house with Kieran needs to be prepared. They need to do their recon on you, sir. So that they know.
That was when I was younger, innit? I'm matured on that now.
What was that, 2 years ago?
It was like 4 or 5 years ago or something.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's enough time for growth.
Semi-growth. He's still... Would you vote Raven in again if you had to do it all over again today?
If I had to... Oh, I wouldn't change anything I did in the house. Yeah, nothing.
You guys should see the face he made too, which was like... Duh. Obviously, I would totally vote her in again.
Where are you guys like? Are you guys still flirty today or...
Yeah, we still talk. We FaceTimed the other day.
Okay, that's good.
Ooh, girl. Yeah. We need to call Raven. We need to talk to Raven. we need to go over some standards. But hey.
The standards?
Yeah, because you crossed the line.
Karen, look, I'm sorry, but if I'm politicking, in the house, which I don't
over, you know what I mean?
If I did, and I make out with you,
and you vote me in,
you better not say my name unless it's followed by "is the most beautiful girl in the world." The end. Like, what?
That's terrible.
A mess. That's
terrible.
A mess, Kieran. I mean, entertaining, but also literally a mess. Did you have any inclination of the sort of chemistry that was beginning to brew with Horacio and Nerys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could see that from my, you know, you see it on the bus and whatnot. Yeah, you could that. You could see that brewing. Yeah. I was like, oh, there's something going on here. But then I was like, Nerys looks like a bit of a bad girl. You know what I'm saying? She goes out, started drinking. She showed me that she's in these music videos. She's shaking her ass in the hot tub. Horacio is just sleeping for 18 hours a day. He gets up, does 1,000 sit ups, and then goes back to bed. Like, yeah. And I was like, bro, this is like two completely different worlds, but you know, it's working. So hats off to him.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a little balance, a little yin and yang, a little hot girl style.
That's full yin and yang. That's like not a little bit. That's a lot.
I love it. I agree. That's a nice balance. I do want to get into Asaph. What is going on? Why did he want to go against you so bad? Why do you think that he was like, I gotta have
him? I honestly think any guy wanted to go against me just in case. Because I was the like everyone says I'm the strongest, but like in whatever. Yeah. I don't know how they say that I'm the strong. I'm the smallest, like skinniest guy compared to every other dude in the house. I weighed less than all of them. So I just think they were all banking on it to be this whole brawl so they could try and like run through me. You know what I mean? I think I'm pretty sure that's all they were going for. He can say he's like big spiel saying, oh, you know, he's the best and this, that, and the other. But I'm like, you're all going on a weight thing.
The best. How tall are you?
Weight. Oh, like 5'10 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not the tallest. I'm not the heaviest. You know what I mean? So I just thought that's how they're picking me. Like, and I knew it.
Even Corey. Were you shocked that it went your way? Like, were you like, go earlier that morning, did you think, oh, there's no way it's going to be me? And then were you shocked?
I heard whispers. I heard whispers, but I was like, oh, like, if it happens, I was like, I was confident that I could beat Asaph on, you know, anything. But, and you know what my big downfall is? I'm not just saying this is like an excuse. Like, the night before, so we went out and did our thing. And then the day before, I was like, I'm going to do something. Like, feel a bit unfit here. So I just went for a run on the treadmill. And then I get super competitive with myself.
Here we go.
So I'm running on the treadmill and everyone's going, oh, how many miles can you do? I'm like, fucking more than anyone else here. I was like, what do you mean? So I like boosted it up. I did, I run like 10 kilometers in however many minutes. And I like got off and I felt sweet. And then when I was warming up, like backstage with Jordan, I was like, my legs are fucking killing me right now. I was like, they're stretching them. And I was like, you go for a run this morning to Jordan? And he's like, yeah, I went for a few, and I'm trying to work out miles to kilometers, and I'm thinking, I was like, are his legs going to be sore as mine right now? Squatting out the back, stretching. I was like, oh, God. So I was, honestly, my legs were like, I was feeling doms in there, and it was, it was crazy. But, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know what to do with all this tea. I need to take a moment to just sit and think about it. It is just so much. It brings me joy and stresses me out at the same time. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I have to ask. And, you know, if I'm jumping ahead, we'll come back. But I have to ask the taunting that Jordan was doing. How did you feel when he was taunting you in this elimination? I mean, because it was like...
Yeah, see? So we went up the thing, like we come down, we wrestled a bit on the floor, and then it got paused and I had to stop and like reset. And he wasn't happy because like we wrestled, I was on top, then he rolled me over, he's on top. So it was like going back and forth. It was probably like 10 seconds left of the round anyway. And I was, yeah, just ahead on points with that one. And then they like reset and then played the rest of that round. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, sweet. I'm all good. And then... Yeah, that's when he just stood in the middle, right, and wasn't playing. And I was like, dude, is this guy fucking playing the game or what? Like, what's going on? I was like, I was confused, but I was like, are you throwing it? Are we playing? Like, what the fuck? And it, yeah, there was like a big, bit of a big kerfuffle about it all. And I was like, I'm on the camera, I was like, man, he's spitting the dummy. He's like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a bit annoyed, but like, nothing you can do about it. Like, you get eliminated. So... It is what it is at the end of the day.
Wait, do you know who Jordan is now, Kieran?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I know who Jordan is now. He's a nice guy, though. I've chatted to him on like Instagram and stuff. Yeah. Like, we spoke on the way back to like the hotel. And he was like, dude, I'm so sorry. He's like, I come in and fucked your shit up. And I was like, yeah, motherfucker. I was like, you really did. Yeah. Like, if I'd have won, I'd have given you more than 10 grand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you were doing it,
nah, but it was like,
you don't know what he was saying in his confessional. So now that you watch the episode and you see, not only was he taunting out there in the limited, he was in the confessionals. How did it feel hearing him talk?
Yeah, it's all right. You know what I mean? For me, I don't care. Like, loads of people I see on Twitter and that, they're all getting offended by each other, what they've said.
Yeah.
Me, I've got thick skin. I honestly don't give a rat's ass what anyone says about me. I've had the worst of the worst from like being on TV over here, and I've had a whole country hate me and, you know, come at me.
Yeah.
Were you like that paradise. Toxic, Kieran?
We gotta watch it.
We gotta watch it now. What on earth were you doing?
I was young, dumb, and you know, the rest of the same. So
yes. Jeez. Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, like, you know, people are saying stuff, like, even, like, in the episode there, Jay's like, oh, I didn't know. He's like, yeah, Kieran's immaculate and everything he's done so far. I'm like, oh, sweet. Thanks, Jay. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'd take the positives. So, like, Zaza saying it, but, yeah, with Jordan saying all that stuff, I was like, man, he's just talking a he's big game because he's got a big game to talk. He's allowed to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once you've earned it, you can talk the shit.
Yeah, 100%.
So, for me, I'm like... I'll be talking that shit soon once I get on a few more and fucking take some meds and start winning.
Yeah. Wait, Kieran, since you've never seen it before, do you know about the time Jordan got his slice of humble pie? Has anyone told you that story?
No.
From Bananas? So on the season I was on,
yeah.
We also had a draw, but we had to flip over our own cards, right? So like you'd go, and if it was a blank card, it meant you didn't go into elimination. So like one person would be voted in by the house or by the winner, sorry. And then
that was on the episode just then, yeah, when he like flipped. And
yes,
like,
exactly. So that was bananas. That was the same thing. So he did that, but what they didn't show on the last one is he flips all the cards. So he starts talking big game in the house. He and Bananas get into it. So he basically says, I'm going to send you home, but like, I'm going to take you out. And he basically throws, I believe, that challenge that day to go into the draw so that he can flip the cards. And instead of just flipping one, he flips them all to ensure that he would go into elimination. So he flips them all. We're all shocked. He tells Bananas, I'm going to send you home. He loses. Banana sends him home. And it was the biggest sort of like egg on your face moment because he talked the same amount of shit he just talked in this episode, only he couldn't back it up at the time and got sent home. So everybody, I say that to say that even the greats,
they have their day,
have their moments.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's what, you know, after like this elimination, because I was like so devastated about it. And then even like everyone who like come out were like, dude, like you didn't deserve to go home. Like, from what happened, like, you fucking won this, that, and the other. So I'm just like, am I delusional? Like, I'm sat here at home thinking, I'm actually on the plane crying, coming back to Australia going, did I lose that shit or did I not lose that shit? And then when everyone comes out, they're like, nah, dude, you like, you're the only person who's like, shouldn't have gone home from elimination. Is it like, you won, but you didn't, but this and that. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm so confused with this shit. I was like, whatever. I was like, I'm just, know that when I come back on the next one, I can't grow in height, but my size, I'm coming. I'm getting on this Ed's chicken cutlet diet. Let me tell you, I'm coming back.
Eggs and chicken.
I'm ready for it.
Uh-oh. I feel like he's going to be a little toxic then when he comes back. Raven, be careful.
Wait, because I don't want to make it seem like you just got your ass whooped. Right? I don't want to make it seem like you just got your ass whooped. The thing that stood out to me was when the round started. You pushed the hell out of Jordan. Like, you knocked the hell out. Yeah, I was like, oh, he's starting dirty. He's starting, and it was kind of good. I thought you was going to continue to play that way, but you didn't.
No. So when it first, obviously, like, they wanted us to just, like, play the lights and not each other. So the first round, I was like, all right. So in mind, I'm like, I don't know if we can bend these rules or break them. I don't want to get eliminated for fucking breaking rules. So I'm like, first round, I'm like, yeah, go in. And Jordan's just fucking sweeping my legs. He's fucking, I like some of them, you know, in the fucking cartoons where you just splatter on the wall. He's like, I've jumped up and he pushed me into him. And I was like, this guy's just murdered me on this first one.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's where you see Mariah saying, like, he's getting physical. You get physical back with him. Then I was like, all right, round two. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get physical now. And I ragdolled him. So I was like, yep, sweet. And then round three, when we like ragdolled, had a big wrestle and fell down. And then,
because the way we saw it.
Then
the seesaw
just didn't tip my way. Then it just went, the opposite way.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Did you wish it had been Aesop? Because Aesop said he was sad that it wasn't him in there going against Jordan because he wanted to go against the best. Do you wish it was?
I mean, you know, he says that, but I don't believe Aesop wanted to be in there any more than I wanted to be in there. You got to be in there and, you know, to prove yourself. But I was like, I'm the first one down here now and I'm going to verse this four-time champion. You get to go against each other. Tyler's buzzing about, you know, beating Hugh in a little fucking ball game that you're just rolling something. I'm like, not taking your win away from you, but it's like, dude, I'm going to fucking wrestle and run against this guy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's not the guy going on. What did you think when you saw Emmanuel say? So afterwards, when TJ's like, does anyone have anything else to say to Jordan? And Emmanuel is like, oh, it could have been me. Oh. And Jordan says, well, you didn't raise your hand to come down here. You could have. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was, so there was quite a bit that got cut out there as well, because I was unhappy, like, Jordan's there, he's just been told he's won, TJ and everyone's like, nah, it's fucking bullshit, man. Obviously wanted me to win and expected that I should have, and then even Callum got fired up, and then Emmanuel got fired up, and then Jordan's like, yeah, fucking, and I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I was like, why are you arguing? I should be... So all that kicked off a little bit, but I was like, yeah, it was nuts.
Wait, so they were all arguing with Jordan saying that you should have won?
Some of them were saying, and then, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you have an epic comeback story for...
Oh, yeah, that's what he said to me as well. He's like, look, dude, he's like, the way you've been eliminated, he went... Yeah, he's saying if he doesn't feel unfair, whatever. Some people don't feel like it's fair when they get eliminated. And I was like, yeah, but obviously I don't want to lose. And then he was saying to me, he's like, but it's what makes a champion. He's like, now you've got the hunger. He's like, you don't want to be feeling like this ever again.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, dude, I thought I was never going to feel like how I felt when I came second by a few minutes. I was like, that was shit. This was worse because I just felt like with all the daily challenges up until then, apart from the luck one that you're spinning around fucking dropping shit, there's like nobody, it's just all luck really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With that, I was like, I felt like I was doing all right against everybody. I was like, I'm switched on, I'm quick thinking, I can puzzle solve this, that, and the other. I was like, I'm going to do all right in this season, you know what I mean? I felt super confident. I think that's just what like a bit of kick in the teeth was when I was eliminated. I was like, oh, I'm fuming.
Hypothetically, had the clock not started ticking, right? Chaos hadn't happened yet. Do you think you could have beat Aesop in that elimination?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident I would have. But am I in the challenge house next time going to fucking run on a treadmill for kilometers on end just because I'm bored? Nope.
No.
And try and beat personal records because I'm bored? Nope.
Maybe play a puzzle, bring a Rubik's Cube, some drawing pads
maybe
or something.
Like, just relax or go for a little light swim, you know what I mean? Take it easy. Relax. Same energy for you never know what's around the corner. So
you never know.
That's what I'll be doing next time.
And that's the equalizer. You can eat all these eggs, all this chicken, do all this running, and then get stuck at a puzzle. I've seen it happen many times.
Oh, I love that's another thing. Like with puzzles, I was kind of hoping for some because I don't know, I just one of them people who can look at it and go, oh, it kind of starts falling into place for me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm a carpenter by trade as well. So I work with puzzles when I'm trying to build stuff.
You just do it all.
I've done everything.
Well, don't tell your secrets because they gonna be trying to get you next
time. They already know now. You know what I mean? They already know. I'm ready for it. So put me in, coach. I'm ready.
Oh my god!
In watching the show, what do you think? And watching it back now, although you haven't even, you know what? I can't even ask you this question, Kieran, because you haven't even watched it still, except for today's episode.
Yeah, I've seen a few clips.
Oh my god!
I was gonna say what. Wait. Did you stop watching yourself on TV because of your abominable, and I'm just going off of what you've said, behavior from Bachelor in Paradise? Like, is that why you don't watch?
Honestly, there's no word of a lie. I stopped watching myself. So when I went on the very first one, being the Australian Bachelorette, mm-hmm. I was like, sweet. Got all my mates around my house. I was like, I can't wait. It's going to be great. Like, everyone's coming around to watch me. I get out of the limousine. I'm in like this like fucking crushed velvet red suit or something. Like, yeah. My hair's all long and like bleach blonde, and I walk out and I'm like, hey, you're right, love, you're dynamite. And I went, turn that off, and everyone's like, what are you doing? I went, nah, mate, I'm never watching that. Well, embarrassing. Uh-huh. So from that, like, the first 20 seconds, turn it off, and they're like, oh, nah, come on, put it on. I went, if you want to watch it, you can all leave and go home. If not, we'll stay and have a party. I was like, I'm not watching it.
Oh my God, yeah. That is hilarious. I'm going to have to ask my sister-in-law. My husband's from Sydney, and so I'm going to ask my sister-in-law about you, and I'm going to DM you, Kieran, whatever I hear from what her thoughts are about your time on TV in Australia. Yeah, oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to be very, very fascinating.
I can't wait.
But even though you don't watch yourself, what are things that you think people don't know about you, or like a side of you that you feel like fans or even people who've seen you on other shows probably don't know about Kieran?
One of my friends who lives in Perth, she messaged me today and she's like, hey, I've just started watching it, like on MTV, watching the channel. And I was like, oh, yeah, great. And she went, it's actually so nice to just see your true colors and be yourself on here rather than try and portray or paint you as something that you're not. And I was like, oh, well, that was actually a really nice thing for someone to say to me, who's actually seen me on Australian TV. And then now they've seen me on international TV, where she went, they're obviously not trying to, I don't know, go with that backstory picture like anymore, like the whole bad boy thing.
Yeah.
Just let me be myself. So that was quite nice to hear. And even like just watching it then, I was like, yeah, I'm not like cocky or arrogant or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just like,
I didn't know you were toxic till you told on yourself. I thought that you were.
I might be, I might have been toxic, but I'm always truthful. I always tell the truth. You know what I mean? What do we do with that?
That's good.
We totally like people. Yeah. Well, what should we, now that you're out of the house, who are you rooting for to make it to the end? Without giving any spoilers, if you do know any info, but just in general, who, what guy, what girl are you rooting for to get to the end?
Obviously, Zaza. We just clicked as soon as we got in the house, hoping that, you know, she does very well and goes all the way to the end and wins it. But for males, obviously, you said you don't like him, but I've got like Callum and James. So obviously, because I got
they
on.
Didn't like Callum. Did they say that
before?
I didn't say I don't like.
You
I
said something about messy like or not didn't like him, but you know, it was messy or toxic. Go back.
No, you guys are toxic. I said maybe toxic around him having a secret girlfriend, but I don't dislike him otherwise as a challenger in the house. But the fact that I know you've been watching the show, but he had a whole other girlfriend. He's saying I love you too on house calls. Meanwhile, he's over here
all in Michelle
canoodling
face.
With Michelle. So yeah.
Makes but yeah, TV, I'm hoping Callum and James, because I got on with them like a house on fire as well. I think it's just, because I've obviously got the English background. Obviously, I lived in Australia most of my life since like the last, 17 years, 18 years or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but my English like roots background, just having that common connection. Mm-hmm. Obviously, hope one of them three make it to the final and win it.
And wait, what about the girl? I didn't hear a girl's name.
Zaza. That's what Zaza. I said, yeah.
Raven still didn't even make
you
cut.
You caught that?
What I was. That's what I was listening for. That's probably why I did hear you say Zaza, but then my mind went off.
And he gave two males and still didn't mention her.
Zaza was my number one in the house. We just had that connection where we said, this is what we're going to do.
Zara,
because we both were assuming that we'd be running the final.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? And then I let the team down and
run, Raven. Run, Raven. Run.
Okay, one other question. If you do go back in the house, when you go back, because I'm sure you'll come back, and you'll be, like you said, the cutlet and egg diet. who would you want to, what one guy would you want to work with, like, as a partner? And you can't say any of the three people you just named that you want to win.
What guy
would you want to work with, and what girl would you want it? Like, if you had to do pairs, would you
from,
want to
work with? Obviously, I don't know anyone else.
Any.
So just from,
well, yes, so.
Yeah, well, if it was a guy, definitely Horacio.
Okay.
I just, you know what I mean? He's head switched on. He keeps his, you know, shit to himself. Mm-hmm. And he's very fit. So Horacio for sure. For a girl from the house, It would be. I'm not even saying it should, because you two want me to.
Here
say
we
it.
Go.
That'd be, it's coming. Drum roll, please. I'd go, Raven or Norris for sure.
You made
Raven. You made it, girl.
You made it.
Good job. You made it. All right. Why either of those two?
Well, just for like the political game in the house, who just seems to, I don't know everyone and get on with it. That's like Narisi's like forte, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can like control people that way. And then like being like physically strong, as you saw how she absolutely destroyed Kahoy, even though Kahoy is one of the nicest people I've met in my life.
And
Raven
is.
Just
she
went,
seems so
Raven
sweet.
Let the dog out on that one, didn't she? Wow.
She seems so sweet.
Yeah. Raven just smoked her. And I was like, you know what? If there's a physical challenge against another bird, I reckon any of the girls, bar Mariah there, it would have been like neck and neck with Mariah, but Mariah's she's strong too, you know what I'm saying? But the rest of them, I reckon Raven would have wiped the floor with all of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
In that challenge.
There we go.
For sure.
That's the first I've heard that.
Yeah. I know. And look at that. He said something nice.
All right, Ray. Maybe you stay a little while longer. A little while longer, Ray.
Took the whole interview, but we finally got it.
Save the best for last, didn't it? Come on.
Oh, there's that charm. See, this is that Todd. Yep. This is it.
Coming back.
This is how he gets him. There's nothing worse than part Brit, part Australian. I just, that's a whole level. Beware.
The wonder from down under. I'm ready.
Oh, Lord. Oh God. I can't.
I'm so glad that you came to hang out with us, because my goodness. Like, you know how you see people on TV and it's like, okay, we see you, we see the edit. But when we have these like personal conversations with people and interview, like, it's so different. Like, you're so dope. And I'm so glad you came to hang out with us.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yeah. If the people want to find
you.
So true.
Toxic or not.
If the people want to find you on social media, where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram, obviously, just my name, Kieran Stott, on TikTok, and I've just started Twitter because I've seen all you guys go nuts on Twitter.
Welcome.
And they're arguing like no tomorrow. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna get on it and have a look what this is. So literally just joined that, and now I'm watching all the tea spill on that, which is fantastic.
Yeah. welcome to the bad side.
Yeah.
Devon stays in those Twitter streets. Devon is there just watching and monitoring it all.
Side.
She really does. She really does.
Okay. Sure. Hey, I'm going to start following you on there now.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. She definitely be in it. For sure. And watch what you tweet, because she will definitely repost, bring it up,
did
DM
you see
about it, whatever.
On Monday at 3:45, he said.
100%.
Yeah, that was like someone was saying that because I retweeted what Raven put, where she's like, Kieran, what was it? Fucking something said my name or blah, blah, blah. I hate men. So I was like, oh, I'll retweet that.
Oh, you a petty tweeter.
You
see,
a petty tweeter.
Oh, I just thought it was funny, innit?
I called it. Y'all are petty trying to say, I'm not toxic anymore. I called it from the jump.
I just thought it was funny. And then even like she messaged me. She's like, you retweet it? And I was like, yeah, I was like, is that not what you're supposed to do? I think it's funny.
It's another concept of Twitter.
So bad. Yeah. We have to have you back, Kieran. Yeah. You are hilarious and so good and great TV. And welcome to this side of the challenge. We're happy to have you a part of the family and can't wait to see. I really do think even the way it was shown, your elimination, I predict, could be the setup for real greatness.
Oh, yeah.
And like, we'll, in a few seasons time, we'll have you back on and we'll be talking about sort of, remember that moment when Kieran was here and now look at him, you know, as a champ here. So
I hope so. Cool. That's definitely what I'm aiming for. So Yeah. Yeah, I want that champ status for sure.
Awesome. Well, maybe next time they'll watch a season. Man. Before you come, when you get that call again, just
watch. Oh, don't worry. I'll start watching.
probably a good idea. Oh, my probably God. Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And cheers, mate.
Okay, time to go.
That was fantastic.
You know what? Time to go. I'm working on my Australian.
Yeah, wrap it up. Keep working on it.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Woo, girl. I am still reeling from all that is the challenge this week. That was a great interview. So good. All right. If People Day want to keep up on you, or maybe they just want to express their feelings about all the heat that was brought in this week's episode of The Challenge, where can they find you on social?
Yeah, come on and express some things to me, because I like to hear y'all talk. You can find me on Twitter at Davon _, Instagram Davon Diane _, YouTube at Davon Diane, and on the Ticks of Talks, you can find me at Day Diane. Devin, where can the people find you?
I want to see what you be ticking and talking. I'm going to have to go check that out. people, you guys can go to my website, devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Also, shameless plug, go catch me on the episode of Catfish that I guest co-hosted the other day. You guys can go find that probably online. But if you scroll to the bottom, you can see my socials. Instagram is where I'm most active. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. It's all pretty consistent. TikTok, Twitter as well. Slide in my DMs. Let me know what you think. And if you had some feels as well when Jordan showed up this week. And again, thank you guys for joining us on another episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast. Now remember, if you like this episode, if Jordan made you feel any type of way, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And make sure they know who Jordan is.
Period. And you can catch new episodes of The Challenge, Battle for a New Champion, on MTV.
And we'll see you right back here after for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Bringing the heat, baby. It's hot.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.